The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan. Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Delhi polls now have become a two-horse race. For long, it was just a one-horse race with the Aam Aadmi Party way ahead of anybody else in the fray. But the BJP is fast playing catch-up. There is on ground, as per experts and estimates and media channels tracking the developments on ground zero, that is Delhi, the poll battlefield, a significant shift and momentum in favor of the BJP. Is this enough to topple the Aam Aadmi Party apple cart? Big question there. It'll all be decided on the 8th of February and the results will be out on the 11th. But the biggest issue for the BJP to capitalize on and perhaps piggyback its and question the Aam Aadmi Party's Vikas narrative has been the divided opinion on the Shaheen Bagh protests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi jumping into the poll fray and calling this not a sanyog or a coincidence but a prayog or experiment, and which those he claimed want to disturb the social harmony and disturb the fabric of India are going to now unleash across streets and cities of India for various issues. And he made a strong call to the people of Delhi to try and defeat such a agenda and blame the Aam Aadmi Party of working in cahoots with the likes of the Congress and the left and trying to orchestrate an act or a protest which has clearly hurt the social fabric and pushed forth a divisive agenda. The opposition, meantime, claims that it is the BJP that is polarizing votes and opinions on around Shaheen Bagh. What has happened there? And there are many questions that have been asked. We have had the Delhi Chief Minister come out and on the News 18 platform itself and ask why Amit Shah, somebody so powerful as Home Minister of the country, has not cleared those roads in one day itself. If he wanted to, he could have done it. But the question also goes back to the Delhi Chief Minister saying, as the Chief Minister of Delhi, has he urged the centre and the Home Ministry via the LG's office or himself on any public platform that he would like those roads cleared? Has he said that explicitly? He has just said that protests should not inconvenience people. But he has stopped there. He has not openly said that I want those roads cleared and I stand with Mr. Amit Shah if those roads are cleared. Secondly, if that is the case, the sitting MLA is an Aam Aadmi Party MLA. So is that MLA so ineffective that he couldn't convince the protesters to vacate the roads so that you don't inconvenience the people of Delhi? Thirdly, another big development has happened, ladies and gentlemen. A four-month-old has died. And nobody wants to talk about it because it is unpleasant and it is very, very inconvenient for the protesters to talk about it because the four-month-old died because of exposure to acute and biting cold of the Delhi winters and negligence on part of the parents, especially the mother who insisted on sitting on these protests, carried away by this entire propaganda. If there was medical help, if there was attention all around, why did this child die of severe congestion in its chest caused because of cold and because of the biting winters? Nobody would want to say it. They're trying to justify it, saying that it's a sacrifice at the altar of CAA and try to romanticize this entire death. Let us not do that, ladies and gentlemen. This is pure negligence. Negligence and at the hands of misinformation. Will the sitting MLA of the Aam Aadmi Party take responsibility? Will the protesters accept responsibility? Will they turn around and ask the mother, how could you do this to a child? How could you not care for a child and bother more about a protest which is purely on false grounds or largely misinformation? The other aspect is many people have been trying to say, especially the opposition, that read the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 with the NRC, and that's where they have tried to draw a sinister design. But the government today coming out and saying via the MOS Home, Nityanand Rai, and in a written submission to the parliament, especially in the Lok Sabha, that the government as of now has no plans for the NRC. So if there is no NRC at this point, what is the furore all about? The Prime Minister was also very, very clear where he said that if it was about the act, then the assurances from the government and engagement with the government would have seen the protest dissipate and the roads cleared. But that is not so. This is being done deliberately. And if that is the case, then the protesters, if they continue to protest, they will prove the Prime Minister's point. It is late evening now. The announcement was made early morning, around just past noon. So they should have vacated the protests, called off the protests, but they haven't. So clearly, it means something else. There are investigations, there are allegations. The Shaheen Bagh platform, protest platform, became a platform for a lot of anti-India rabid rage, which far clearly was way beyond the questionable opposition to the act. Most of the people that I spoke to via my reporters or tried to interact with were misinformed. People who were part of these anti-CA protests were misinformed. And those who were then corrected did not want to be corrected and did not want to be informed because they had an agenda. They had an agenda against Modi and Shah. They had an agenda ki 370 kaise hataya. They had an agenda against verdict on the Ram Mandir. They had an agenda against Teen Talaq being removed. Now, if that is the case, it's not about CAA. If that is the case, then the Prime Minister has a point of view. No doubt that the BJP has also used this to polarize. They have all sorts of comments coming in from the BJP ilk, along with comments like Goli Maro Saloko, which has caused a lot of trouble. There have been instances where random people have come there and fired blanks and in the process even injured people. And there has been panic, terror and a lot of wrong messaging. Clearly, the atmosphere quite divided, quite polarized. Who is it benefiting? Or is one responsible for the other? Because the door swings both ways, ladies and gentlemen. We'll ask this and we'll debate this tonight. That now that the NRC is not being applied, the government itself says no plans as of now. Should they vacate Shaheen Bagh? But that's debate number two at 8:50 p.m. We'll also get you a speedy update on the corona, novel coronavirus, which doesn't seem to be subsiding. And many cities in China and the Chinese themselves are wanting to call it a pandemic within their own country. 24 countries now have the novel coronavirus infection and the first death outside of China has been confirmed in Hong Kong. In India, there are more than 647 Indian nationals along with a few Maldivians who are currently quarantined in a facility in the national capital, near the national capital. And many are quarantined and are under observation across the length and breadth of the country, especially Kerala, where there are 3 confirmed cases already. What should be our approach? What is the kind of health alert and what are the precautions that we need to take? And more importantly, who's going to ask questions of the Chinese as to how this advanced strain came to be developed and found its way amongst humanity? And first human-to-human transfer of this virus has also now been confirmed. So clearly, there is much more to it than meets the eye. The number of deaths and the number of the death toll is greater than the SARS virus of 2002-2003, even though experts believe that the fatality ratio vis-a-vis SARS for the novel coronavirus is far lesser. But the danger is not yet averted, ladies and gentlemen, because the cure has not yet been found. This will be around 8:25 p.m. on the Right Stand tonight. The first debate is a direct face-off between the Aam Aadmi Party and the BJP on the real issues of Delhi, with the BJP today asking a few more questions on the Aam Aadmi Party's manifesto, which was released today, and of course the promises they claim to have delivered, but which the BJP claims are empty. They haven't been able to deliver on ground. It makes for a spicy debate, the Aam Aadmi Party versus the BJP. Some excitement around the Delhi polls now, with the BJP putting all its might and muscle on ground to try and turn the mandate in their favour. Last time around, when the AAP ran away with 67 seats and a 57% vote share, the BJP had 3 seats but a 31% vote share. A bit of a swing here and there, some traction for the Congress party, some erosion for the Aam Aadmi Party and some gains for the BJP could just mix it all up and make it a far more closely contested contest down on ground come the 8th of February and come result day on the 11th of February than what people thought, or many experts believed, just about 3 weeks ago. It's all changing. It's rapidly developing. We'll try and pick up some of the issues and question both the AAP and the BJP on what their mandate is and what their promise is for the people of Delhi. Tonight at 7:57 p.m. on The Right Stand. I'll see you there.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.